Hello, my name is Eric, and I want to talk about the DJs of the late 60s and 70s. Welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. Now, back in the 60s, when I was coming up, definitely in the late 60s, DJs were disc jockeys. And from my understanding, what disc jockeys, they're usually on the radio show playing rock music or whatever. All they do is, spin records. They're in the studio. They say, oh, we're going to listen to this, the biggest hit. And they spin that record. And then listen to the second biggest hit. And they spin the one. So that's how it was in the 60s. And it got pretty popular, you know, with the Supremes, Temptation, Soul Train, American Bandstand, all that. So now we got the 70s. And what I have experienced is my sister told me I was going to have a birthday party. This was 1979, but I'm getting ahead of myself. But I am getting ahead. Let's go back. Let's start with the 70s. 1971, 72, I had went to a regular neighborhood bar. Now, when you go to a regular neighborhood bar, they have what you call a jukebox. A jukebox, you put 25 cents in, and you punch what record you want to hear. And sometimes you can, which I would do, if it's a favorite record that I like, you can put two or three or four quarters and keep punching it. And because you want to hear it over and over again, okay? So that's what's going on in the early 70s, 71, 72. And this the same bar that I was hanging out in got a DJ, got a disc jockey. What he did with the disc jockey, most people get there around 11 o'clock at night. So the disc jockey get there around 11. Definitely, he's all set up by 12. And they turn the jukebox off. Turn the jukebox off and then let the DJ spin the records. Usually you go up to the DJ and you say, well, I want to hear this and I want to hear it. And he'll make a list and he'll play it during the night. Bars close at 4 o'clock and that was it. So it depends on what kind of bar you want. There are bars who didn't have DJ. That was a new thing. And one of the reasons why they had DJs, they put DJs in a bar, because if you go to a bar with a DJ, it's going to be more dancing, more. In other words, you're going to have more people. You're also going to sell more liquor. So that's when the DJs and the bars are the ones I hung out with. Regular bars, not gay bars. The ones I hung out with, that's how they became popular. Then you had the discos. And discos, as you know, when dancing music get around. Now, from New York City, you had to have a cabaret license in order to have dancing. And now all bars had dancing. Now, I got kicked out of a lot of gay bars because I go in there and they will have a DJ and he will spin records. And you're not supposed to dance. You're supposed to drink or go in the back room and have sex or sit at the bar, but you're not supposed to drink. So I'm sitting at the bar, you know me. And I'm shaking my male breasts. And the bartender say, no, there's no dancing in here. And I said, what are you talking about? I'm not dancing. He said, no, but you can't do that either. You can't sit in your chair and shake like that. I said, what are you talking about? Because we don't have a cabaret license. I said, well, if you don't have a cabaret license, you shouldn't have a disco, a DJ playing all that disco music. So anyway, I couldn't stop. You know, once the music, plus you got a lick in you, once you get lick in you. And this is, I think it was the Eagleness. And the poor thing, skinny bartender, he begged me, please don't dance. Oh, I'm going to have to call the cops. And I said, well, go ahead, call the cops. I said, he's probably going to shut you down because I don't know, you guys got a license. Period. I don't even know I had a liquor license back in those days. So anyway, he gave me a bottle, a quart of Southern Comfort so I can leave to get rid of me. And I said, okay, I'll take it. And then after that, I was barred for a year from coming into that bar. Ha! But anyway, getting back to discos, now we're going to go up to my birthday party. I had a 1979 birthday party, and I had a, what was my sister's record player. It was her record player, a little dingy little record player. It wasn't even a hi-fi. So she said to me, why don't you hire a DJ? And I didn't know they had such a thing. Well, now, it's late 70s, now guys were making money just spinning records. So I talked around, and I had a friend who has a friend that was DJ. So he came to my house with two turntables and these big speakers. And there it was, and my party was a hit. I had so many people in my party, couldn't fit them all. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about the DJs, because I mean, I'm 70, I'm from the 60s, but there's a lot of good dance music, electronic music out there, and I still listen to it. I have a friend who doesn't like to listen to music at all, especially not dance music, and we're doing. Well, anyway, my name is Eric. And I just had to tell you a little story of nostalgia I got about DJs in the 70s and 60s. Thank you for listening to the craziness that lives inside my head.